Fleshbourne and Hayley's Little Bit of Pod.
Great things are brewing at McCafe. The perfect start to every day.
Welcome to A Little Bit of Pod, and I believe today we are hashtag blessed to even have you with us, Hayley Sproul.
Could have just been Fletch and Vaughn, and how silly would that be? How silly.
Ridiculous.
Well, yesterday I had a gig at night, and I was driving in from my whare along the motorway. And I would say I'm always on the outside lane, which for us is considered the fast lane.
Because you've got a lead foot.
I've got a heavy lead foot. And I was driving on the outside lane, and then there's the barricade. Right? That splits the sides of the road. That's how roads work.
Great explanation of roads.
Thank you.
Here. I'm loving it.
Thank you. So it goes barricade.
Well, it's almost like we've joined a lecture on civil engineering.
That's right.
And, please go on.
Roading.
So it goes barricade, Hayley in the fast lane, and I'll say I was speeding. I was like 110.
Oh, and an 80?
Or no, in 100.
In 100.
Thank you. I only go 180.
Okay.
I go 110 and a 100. And I was cruising along, and then next to me in the next lane, which would be this considered a slower lane, was a truck. Not a massive truck, just like...
Was the truck going faster than 90 kilometres an hour? Because I feel like sometimes truck drivers forget they've got a speed limit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was definitely going faster than him, so he wasn't going 110. We'll give that to him. Anyway, so he was there, like a small, kind of like a grocery truck. Not like massive.
Okay.
Then I like get this feeling of this like image past me, and this guy would have been going like 130, 140 maybe, overtook me in between me and the truck. Like not in a lane.
What?
So me
not
and
a motorbike?
No, a car.
What?
Oh my God, it was so terrifying. Like my brain couldn't compute. I was like, what is happening? And he, like, found the tiniest little gap between me and this truck and between these lanes and just was like,
what the hell? Like to
the point where, like, obviously I kind of swerved a little bit and nearly hit the fucking barricade.
Oh, my God.
And this guy just went, oof, and then did that thing where, like, he'd passed me and then, like, crossed over four lanes to an exit. And I was just like, on the horn.
What?
It was psychotic. I did.
Oh, my God.
I know, I got such a fright. Like, and you know, I was already going too fast, which would teach me. Teach me a lesson.
Yeah.
Fuck, I slowed down and then, like, to kind of swerved a bit, like, to accommodate him. And then me and the truck guy both kind of jam on our brakes a little bit and look at each other like, what the hell just happened?
Wild.
This guy, like, goes off into this exit and onto another motorway.
I feel like if I ever get a car, I definitely want a dash cam.
Same.
Just to record the most.
I've got one,
don't
but it's
have
not
a dash
on.
Cam?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not on.
Oh, honestly, you see the craziest shit in New Zealand,
that
eh? On the road.
So crazy. And then I did that thing, like I'm doing now, where I really dramatised it, and I really wanted people to know how close I was to having such a terrible accident. I rang Aaron. I was like, he was like, hello. He was busy. He was like, with the wallpaper. And I was like, I just nearly died. And he was like, what? What do you mean? What do you mean? Well, I didn't, you know, I was...
Yeah.
I was absolutely fine.
No, but, and that guy's going like 130, 140. Like,
so fast. Like,
and making his own lane.
Made his own lane.
That's insane.
That's insanity.
And we don't have our lanes on our motorway are not that
wide. No, they're not that wide.
And it was a truck in me, and I'm not in the tiniest car. Oh my God, it was terrifying. So hashtag blessed.
I blame video games.
Grand Theft Auto.
I blame video games.
Grand Theft Bloody Auto.
It's the only answer for it.
Ban the lot of them.